Okay, the joke I couldn't do on air that I said I'd do at the beginning of the podcast. I hope I haven't over-egged this one. Did you hear about the man who drank a bottle of Tipex instead of taking his Viagra? He woke up with a massive correction. We're mad late with VIPs, but better late than never. Let's go.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
What's going on, my dear?
Okay, we were talking loads about Chris Martin this week because, of course, Coldplay headlined Glastonbury last weekend and he had a special guest out on the stage, which was Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
So he was talking on stage on Saturday night about why Back to the Future means so much to them and to him, and it's because it's kind of what brought them all together as a band when they were much younger. So since all of that, a clip has resurfaced of Chris Martin actually talking about that situation and talking about his hero. He's on the Kelly Clarkson show. Have a listen.
My number one probably is Michael J. Fox came and played two of the songs from Back to the Future with us.
What?
In MetLife Stadium. And that,
oh, my God.
That was really wonderful.
Yeah.
And then another thing in Argentina. It happened a few places, but
yeah.
Him coming to play Johnny B. Goode and stuff, that was
oh, my God.
Wonderful.
I remember that from that film. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah. That's what made me want to be in a band, you know. That
really?
That scene, yeah. Some of you are probably too young to remember that film.
Cool.
I grew up in real farmland of England before the internet. Any music on TV, the first thing I ever recorded was that there was a show called The A-Team.
Some of you are too young to remember that, but your kids are going to love it.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
I need to go back and watch Back to the Future tonight, though.
Like,
I think.
You love that film, don't you?
It's one of my favourites.
What is it about that film?
It has everything. It has everything. It's got a teenage boy with a skateboard who meets a mad professor and they have a time machine. I mean, it's...
Okay,
the ingredients of it are just perfect.
It's like every young boy's dream.
I mean, pretty much,
okay, yeah.
And he can play guitar, and he's a cool dog, and it's just for a movie. I think it's one of the most perfect films ever made.
Well, it certainly has had an effect on an awful lot of people. But still talking about Glastonbury, I have trouble, as you know, keeping a hold of my phone. If I was at a festival, I probably would lose absolutely everything.
Yeah,
Dua Lipa went to Glastonbury wearing 300 grand's worth of diamonds.
Okay, as you do.
As you do.
As you do.
They didn't send any security guards with her, as they sometimes do, don't they, when a celebrity is going to an award ceremony and they're wearing all of this jewellery. They completely trusted her. She partied all weekend in the mud with 300 grand's worth of jewellery. Now, whether it got back to them or not, I don't know, but you have to admire that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I'd be able to hold on to that anyway.
You were having a jaw on the floor, a conversation with me about the price of Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
And I was telling you, the cheapest in Ireland is a 10-year-old one for 250 grand.
Yeah.
Yet she's walking around with 300 grand.
Yeah, but that's diamonds,
Casey. I'm totally different.
Totally different. I'm sorry now, I'd spend that on a diamond, not a car.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the difference between us. You can't drive a diamond, though. That's the problem.
You can look at it, though.
You can. 7:56. All right, this morning on the show, something special. The pop quiz is a 100% repeat round.
Oh, wow,
meaning all of these questions have already been asked. Every single one of them, we've asked all of these questions.
Oh, very easy.
Over the last 6 months. So if you listen to the pop quiz regularly, you would have heard these. You probably would have stored that answer somewhere. So, to qualify, answer this one. What show is based on Craggy Island? Irish television show, couple of priests, Craggy Island. The correct answer and your name, please. Get that into us immediately. 0868 104 106. Remember, if you're going to get a grand, it's a repeat round. €1,000 up for grabs at 8:15. And all of the questions have already been asked. 0868 104 106. Best of luck. Bad gags, dad gags, lots of gags. Thanks for all of these, by the way. They've been flying into us all morning. Ladies first, please. Victoria Nicholas, what have you got for us?
I think I'm addicted to seaweed. I need kelp. I can't claim that's mine. That came in from Brendan. Well done, Brendan.
Thanks, one, Brendan.
I have one, especially for Victoria. I know a man who taught his dog to play the trumpet on the London Underground. He went from barking to tooting in an hour.
That's brilliant.
Oh, the Londoners are out there going,
that's good, Gav.
Blimey.
So good, Gav.
What do rich people say when they tickle their babies?
Don't know.
Gucci, Gucci, goo.
If anyone gets a message from me about canned meat, don't open it. It's spam.
A clown got fired on his first day at work for being late. He's suing for funfair dismissal.
Good.
Is that a Peter Kay gag? I think it might be.
It's good though.
Yeah. He definitely did it on stage. I think I remember seeing him do it. Okay. Who was the roundest knight at King Arthur's court?
I don't know.
Circumference. Brutal.
This comes in from, let me get this right now. This is from Ryan. We know a guy with a lazy eye who we called Uzi. Uzi looking at. That was from Ryan.
I think it broke KC.
I love the way she insists she's pushing it away.
Ryan.
It's not nothing to do with me.
Take ownership.
Nothing to do
My
with me.
My name's not Ryan.
Fried food in Athens smells like grease.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, my God. Why did Mozart kill all his chickens?
I don't know.
When he asked them who's the best composer, all they replied was with Bach, 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 Bach.
I'm currently reading a book about a couple of insects who fell in love in an Italian city.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Rome ants novel.
Hey, it's bad gags, bad gags.
Yeah. I ordered 1,000 bottle of Tippex, lads. Yeah, big mistake.
I like that.
It's broken Casey's brain.
I have a really good Tippex joke. I don't know if I can do it, though.
Do it. Go on. Take a deep breath.
No, it's too much.
Okay.
When you had the sensors are going off going, don't do it.
Well, then don't.
Part of my brain is going, it will be hilarious. People will love it. The other part is, you really don't need to be sitting down in front of management going, it's 8:15 in the morning. If you want to know my Tippex joke...
They texted you.
I will. I'll WhatsApp in and I'll bounce it back out to you. Let's see, what else have I got here? A man walks into an enchanted forest and tries to cut down a talking tree. You can't cut me down, the tree exclaims. I'm a talking tree. The man responds, you may be a talking tree, but you will dialogue. I'm sorry. That's bad.
Okay, 100 years ago, a couple of brothers said they could fly. They were right.
Oh, the Wright brothers. Yeah. Rory, last one to you, me old flower.
My wife hated my impulse purchase of a revolving chair, but then she sat in it. She eventually came around.
That's it.
That's good.
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Becky Hill and David Guetta. That is, remember, it's 8:16. Good morning. I know I said that I would message back everybody with the Tippex joke, but... unfortunately, there's about 900 messages are after coming in. It's going to take... listen, it could be Christmas, but I'll get to you.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
You know what? It isn't even that bad, but it is bad.
There's a lot of people that want to hear a dirty joke. That's all I'll say.
It's close to the bone. Literally. Who have you got there, Vic?
This is the lovely Tommy Kay, who's just saved my bacon. Hello, Tommy.
Tommy Kay. Hold on a second. Is this Tommy Kay from the Saw Doctor song?
I don't know. Tommy Kay. No, he says.
Oh my God. You're talking
about Tommy Kavanagh there,
Casey. Oh. Yeah, but you are. That makes you Tommy Kay.
There you go.
There's a very famous Saw Doctor song. Tommy Kay, the DJ. Have you ever heard it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it for you. Just an ad for Grammarly, first of all. If you could deal with that one. Let me just skip on here. Okay, here it comes, Tommy K. Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Let's call
out
his name. Tommy K, Tommy K.
Hey.
Tommy K, Tommy K. You have your own song, buddy. It's there, Tommy K. Anyway, you're here for the money. You're not here for stupid songs from the Saw Doctors. Tommy, we're doing a repeat round here. All of these questions have already been asked. You just have to give me 10 out of 10. Are you ready to go, kid?
I am, yeah.
Count it in there, buddy. In 3, 2, 1. Go on, Tommy. Count it in. Tommy can't count. Three.
Let's play in three, two, one.
What show was based on Craggy Island, Tommy?
Father's Head.
What sport is Ken Doherty famous for?
Snooker.
Question number three. Who is Taylor Swift's boyfriend?
Oh, your man Travis Kelce.
Question four. Heroes and Ghosts is a song by what band?
The Soda.
Heroes and Ghosts, a song by what Irish band? Just throw a guess at me if you're not sure.
I'm not sure.
It's to do with a drink.
No, sorry, the Corners.
Question number five. Who wrote Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You? It was written by an incredibly famous star who died recently, four or 5 years ago. Come on, Tommy.
No, sorry.
No, go on. Okay, you'd associate purple with this person. As in Purple Rain.
Nah.
No?
No.
Oh, my God almighty. Okay, it's back to the song. Tommy K, Tommy K. He didn't know the answers. Tommy K, Tommy K. But you'd give it a good shot, buddy.
Well done, Tommy.
All those questions aren't asked before at all.
100%, because I keep everything on file.
In a filing cabinet.
And I just went back over all my old questions. And I'm sorry, you just weren't paying attention, you donkey.
Tommy,
we'll give you a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. You've got that. We will get you back on another morning. And I've just introduced you to your own personal theme tune.
Happy days.
I almost have enough for a rug.
Good man. You'll get the front room covered.
Tommy, that's funny.
Tommy, take it easy, man. Good luck.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream the new season of House of the Dragon with Now. No contract.
9 minutes after 7 o'clock, it is Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. I would just like to say on behalf of everyone here at the company, thank you for waking up with us. Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
I mean, you have many other options, but you've chosen this guff, and for that, we appreciate it.
It's not guff. It's so guff.
Oh, it's like, okay, it's
loose
and guffy. What loose guff have I got for you today? There is 4 days to go until Cork and Limerick.
Oh, it's so exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be an absolute belter of a game. It really will be down to the wire, I think.
Yeah.
But Cork, as you know, we have taken Limerick recently. But this is the thing that I worry about when it comes to Limerick.
Oh, don't start this again now.
No, I'm talking sense here.
Okay.
It's business time for Limerick. Okay. They can kind of faff around and have an odd rubbish game here and there, you know, in the local games and whatnot. They can just, you know, not be themselves, bring on different squads or whatever, but they will be full
tip
flight,
top,
ready to rock on Sunday.
But so will Cork.
Absolutely, 100%. But when both teams play at their best, what you will have is one of the best games ever, I think. And it's on the telly. It's not on that paywall.
Oh, thank God.
GA, go and back off. Yeah. It's going to be, you're going to be able to watch it on RT2.
It's going to be great, lads. I can't wait. Come on, Cork.
Come on, Cork. So that's 4 days to go until that. We've got 3 days to go until England's next game.
I know, yeah.
You're playing Switzerland.
Out.
Yeah.
They'll be out.
Do you think so?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Do you know a lot?
I'm turning into you.
Turn into me. ow.
The reason I'm saying that is it just kind of always happens that way for England. They get so far and then there's too much pressure on them.
Yeah. I don't know very much about Switzerland, but their flag is a big plus.
It must be Dad Gags morning, is it?
You know it, baby. Dad Gags, 8:10 this morning. If you celebrate your birthday, you celebrate with Tom Cruise. What age is Tom Cruise?
Oh, Tom Cruise, 58.
62.
Okay.
And you also celebrate with, who else have I got here? That's pretty much it. Montel Williams, the American talk show host.
I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
72.
68.
Oh, I'm not very good this morning.
They're the birthday people. Lily Allen is doing something very strange, Vic.
Yeah.
Very, very strange. So is she on the old Only Fandangos?
She is.
She's selling pictures of her feet to strange people on the internet. And like, and I'll come from this story on two approaches. One, it's a bit unusual. Two, you
fair
get money
play
for your feet.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think she was told. So she was told by somebody.
She was told.
Very good. I was a little bit slow there, but I got it in the end. She was told. She was told by somebody a couple of months ago that she's got a lovely pair of feet.
Okay.
So she just decided she was going to do something about it.
Do you know what? There's a picture of her feet here.
She has got nice feet.
They're fairly decent feet.
They are.
Yeah.
Now she's had the toenails done and all the rest of it.
Yeah. The foot fetish thing is just weird.
It is, isn't
it's
it?
It's just...
It does exist though, Casey. What?
Does it? What? She's making a fortune.
Yeah.
So you can buy a picture of her feet for €8. You can also go to Google Images and get it for free. But she sends... This is the thing about OnlyFans, apparently. When she sends it, she can send a little personal message. You can pay for all of that as well.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
What, like a recorded message?
Like, hi, Brian. I hope you like my feet. Lots of love from Lily.
Oh, there you go. Well, Brian will be glad to hear that because he just sent a message in saying, right, lads, that's my next holiday destination. I'm off to the Muff Liquor Company for a bit. That's from Brian. All right, Brian.
See you, Brian.
So Brian would be happy to have a look at Lily's feet, I'd say.
If she does this, if she does really, really well, she'll go on to the stock market. The FTSE 500.
Yeah, now that's clever.
Should be trading under that.
Now that is clever. That's the...
What else is going on? Netflix wants to keep Baby Reindeer creator Richard Ladd with a near 1 million offer for the new shows that they're working on. If you're a fan of that show, I thought it was done and dusted.
Yeah.
There is a court case coming. It'll be interesting to see how much she cleans out on Netflix because,
absolutely,
you know, her reputation has been destroyed pretty much off the back of this show. And a world famous food reviewer came to Cork in a Lamborghini and left with happy memories. He posted rave reviews about the Marina Market, about Casey's, about the takeaways around Douglas. His name is Matt Binge. What a name for a food reviewer.
What a name.
I'd imagine the Binge is thrown in there for creative
That's
effect.
That's the business name, I'd say. Yeah.
So Mr. Binge's Food Review Club on TikTok has more than 750,000 followers. His videos of burger and pizza joints as well as traditional fish and chips places have got millions and millions of views. He came to Cork and he said the food was absolutely decent. It is business time. Here's a song about a relationship and about leaving out the bins, really. That's what the core message is here.
Oh, yeah. That's right, baby. Girl, tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know, baby? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we make love. Tuesday night's the night that we go and visit your mother, but Wednesday night is the night that we make love. Cause everything is just right, conditions are perfect. There's nothing good on TV. Conditions are perfect. You lean in close and say something sexy like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. I know what you're trying to say, baby. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time. It's business. It's business time. That's what you're trying to say. You're trying to say, let's get down to business. It's business time. It's business. Next thing you know, we're in the bathroom, brushing our teeth. That's all part of it, that's foreplay. Then you go sort out the recycling. That's not part of it, but it's still very important. Then, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that ugly old baggy t-shirt from that team building exercise you did for your old work. And it's never looked better on you.
Exercise 99.
Oh, you don't know what you're doing to me. I remove my jeans but trip over them because I still got my shoes on, but then I turn it into a sexy dance. Next thing you know, I'm down to just my socks. And you know when I'm down to just my socks what time it is. It's time for business. It's business time.
Business, that's why they call it business socks. It's business time.
Ooh. Making love. Making love for two. Making love for 2 minutes. When it's with me, you only need 2 minutes. Cause I'm so intense. 2 minutes in heaven is better than 1 minute in heaven.
You say something like,
is that it?
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say, oh yeah, that's it. Then you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. But I'm quite sleepy.
It's business. It's business time.
Business hours are over, baby.
It's business. It's business time.
The greatest love song of all time. Flight of the Conchords. And business time. We need to stop people doing this on social media. A lot of relationship update stuff. You don't need to tell us you're going out 2 weeks and you're madly in love and you're holding hands. You don't need to. That's again, according to people.
Right.
Pictures of food. How do we feel about pictures of food, gang?
I'm okay with it.
You're all right?
I'm okay with it if it's like...
good food.
Nice, good food, and I go, I want to go there.
Bowls of cornflakes with milk?
Nah.
Not really. No, we don't need to
Casey,
see.
Stop doing that every morning, please.
Fake news. People that share fake news. Oh. And they don't even know what they're sharing.
Well, that's different because sometimes people don't know and they share it unknowingly.
Yeah, so. But also people who comment under articles when they haven't clicked in and read the article, they just read the headline and they go off on a rant and it's nothing to do with the actual article itself.
I think just that ranting in general could go, to be honest.
Yeah.
Lads, selfies need to stop. There's a one I'm friends with who posts a selfie every single day, the same side of her face, 40 filters on, there's no need.
Someone else here says also people pouting their lips for a photo.
Is duck face still a thing?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, big time, yeah.
Why did you look at me?
He did look at you.
Quack, quack.
Is that sort of thing? With the selfie thing, I never would post a selfie on my own. But can I post it with my friends because it's easier to get the angle? Does that still qualify as a selfie?
I don't think it qualifies as a selfie as on your own.
A selfie is just self.
Yeah.
That'd be a groupie.
It's a groupie.
So groupies are okay? Because sometimes they're just
easier. If you're
easier.
Lucky enough.
Sometimes it's easier. Sometimes it's easier than going up to someone and trusting them to take the photo.
Absolutely.
You need to behave this morning. You've gone
bold.
I don't know. Yeah.
People who make videos of themselves getting dressed. How do we feel about that?
Yeah, well, that's kind of
a
like...
thing.
No, I follow some people for their fashion.
Yeah.
Fashion blogging and inspiration.
And
so
they do
that's
get
okay.
dressed, yeah.
The ones that are the proper fashion bloggers, they're okay. But like, you know, Tom putting a tracksuit on, telling you about his day, he has to change the oil in the car. That's a no-go.
Doing the leg flick to show the shoe.
Yeah, probably best not.
When people check into the hospital and say, here again, long day ahead, wrecks my head, from Nora. People circulating videos of people in distressful situations. We do love sharing drama and trauma, don't we?
Yeah. Influencers who are actually from a rural area, but they're putting on a fake D4 accent.
Oh, my God.
Right, yeah, guys.
Totally. Chelsea, yeah. I got this new umbrella from Shambuzy, right? Yeah.
changing the accent in general.
It's like, relax, you're from Buttervant, look.
Shambuzy selling umbrellas.
He is actually, I've got two of them at home. So what are the things that absolutely wind you up? Instagram is a cesspool, it says here, for instant gratification. People are addicted to the attention. And that is a huge part of it, isn't it? When people say on Instagram, I'm a model on Instagram, and I reply with, yeah, I'm a soldier on Call of Duty. That's the way to do it. 0868104106 if you've any more of those. Things that wreck your head on social media that people need to stop doing. Thank you.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
We were talking about things that people do on social media that need to be banned and things that are wrecking your head. Here's our friend Wayne from South Africa.
What breaks my head is the new trend on social media is the hawk foo thing. That breaks my head, definitely.
Yeah, that one's going around, all right. That's every single time you open Instagram.
It's there.
It's there. And it'd definitely be a really bad time for me to play my remix of that particular trend, right? Yeah, the Blur remix. Good morning. Who have I got there? Vivian's on the line. Good morning, Viv. How are we today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Not too bad. You're here to take a €300 easy living interiors voucher office. But there's a bit of work. Viv, I'm going to give you a letter, okay? And you only have 10 seconds to get this correct, by the way. Your letter today is W. W is the letter. You've got to give me Five male names. Go.
Walter, Winnie, Wayne, Warren, and Walker.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Did you say Winnie?
Winnie, yeah.
Yeah, that could be a man's name as well.
I don't know.
Yes, it can.
Oh, I don't
know. Yes, it can. Winnie the Pooh. He's a male.
Yeah, we never really found out, did we? I mean, I know he went around walking around with his cacks off, but we never really had a good look, did we? All right, it's over to the jury on WhatsApp. 0868 104 106. Can a lad be called Winnie?
Yeah.
Now I was in love with a Winnie once upon a time. Winnie from the Wonder Years.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my first television crush. I'm just waiting for the jury to get in contact with us here, by the way. So I'm just feeling.
Will I give you a little joke while you're waiting?
Go on.
What do you call Winnie the Pooh's nanny?
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh my God, no.
Okay.
Go on.
Pooh nanny.
No, Vic.
Yeah, people are saying yes, Winnie the Pooh is a male.
100% no. Oh, yes. 100% no. Yes, give it to her.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if Winnie's a male. Like, I mean, Winnie the Pooh, male. Yeah, everyone's saying Winnie the Pooh. Give it to her for Johnny and Kanturk.
Well, I think you should give it to her.
Is there any Winnie out there? Is there any Winnie out there who is a man? Identifies as a male. 0868 104 106. Hold on a sec, I got Winnie O'Callaghan here.
Yay! There you go.
Been called Winnie all my life, lads. Give it to her. Give it
there
to her.
You
and
go.
Someone else says, I have a friend whose nickname is Winnie.
Yes. So there you go.
Keane Madden and Fernry. Cheers, Keane. And everybody else. Thanks so much. You got your €300
Yay!
Voucher. Controversial.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right. Mind yourself. Lovely. Thanks so many for listening. Have a great day. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye, Viv.
What has Dave just handed me here? Bye, Viv. Love you. Bye, bye, bye. You got your Easy Living Interior vouchers worth €300. By the way, the summer event is now on. Have a look online or in store. Paulnaduff, Mahon Point, Eastgate, Little Island, or North Point Business Park. They have a massive summer sale at Easy Living Interiors. If you're looking to do stuff in the house, in the garden,
That's
or whatever
right.
the case may be, or you need to replace that thing in the bedroom, they have a huge sale on now. So you get them in store and online. The bear which inspired Winnie the Pooh is actually a girl.
What?
This is an article on BBC which was posted.
Nah.
Yeah, posted in 2015.
Winnie the Pooh has never been a girl.
Oh, she cheated us out of that 300 euro.
No, she did not.
Telling you, I'm not happy about that. Have a good day. See you tomorrow.